The following episode of Murphy contains violence and strong language.
Ghostly News Productions.
Murphy, created by Alexandra Monroe. Episode 6. Below the Murky Depths. Written by Drew Burt.
It's down there somewhere.
Indeed it is. Hidden and under guard.
What are we gonna do, boss?
Bide our time. We'll let our tipster's friends do all the hard work for us.
All I'm saying is they could have let us take the car out of Ireland with the promise to return it. We could have left collateral or something.
Elliot, it was an Ireland-based rent-a-car. They're not going to let you take it two countries over with the shaky promise that it might be returned.
That's what the collateral is for.
Yeah, and we couldn't have taken it to Scotland anyway. We'd have to take a boat and everything. And ooh, look, we're already at Loch Ness. I must say, it's not nearly as creepy as you would think, other than the weird fog that's just sort of hovering over the water.
Dear God, did he sleep at all on the bus?
I'm going to guess not.
Of course not, Murphy, you silly cow. The coffee we got at the rest stop was way too good. Even though they didn't have any sugar cubes either, and I had to get myself at least 2 cups. I might have actually mixed up ours at some point, but I drank both of your coffees while you were sleeping anyway.
Wait. Jack, you drank my coffee?
And Elliot's. I think I drank yours by mistake when you went to the toilet. I'd had a really sweet flavor to it, like honey and vanilla mixed with espresso.
So that's why I fell asleep. Well, get ready for 18 more hours of this.
What do you mean?
I put an elixir in my coffee. We call it the Insomniac. It's supposed to keep field agents awake and alert for hours without needing sleep, usually to search for a nocturnal creature.
Why on earth would you do that?
To keep watch, Elliot. I don't like that these medallions are popping up everywhere. I want to make sure we're not being followed. Weren't you bored on the bus?
Not at all. The bus had every episode of The X-Files on demand, and I binged the entire first half of season one. It was absolutely fantastic. A masterpiece. You Americans really know what you're doing. But enough small talk, Scully. Let's find this mysterious secret order cryptozoologist monster friend of yours. Ah! Murphy!
Jack! You gotta chill. The short-term effects of the elixir should wear off soon, but until then, you can't go yelling about secret orders and monsters. You'll draw too much attention, and people will think you're crazy.
Well, they wouldn't entirely be wrong.
Come on, let's find the dock. It looks like a storm's coming. And if anything, I'm Mulder.
We spent at least an hour looking for Murphy's dock worker while I was trying to get a handle on the caffeine shakes. All we saw were tourists waiting for the next cruise boat and a few sailors on break. Not a dock worker to be found. We eventually had to call it quits because of the storm, so we had just as much info as we started with.
His name is Magnus Gillibray. He's an old field agent from before my time. Supposed to be a living legend. Specialized in sea creatures and underwater cryptids. According to Billy, he was rumored to have retired here when something went wrong on one of his last expeditions.
So an old, wrinkly, inconspicuous fella. Great. Now can we get inside? The rain is starting to stink.
Do you hear that?
Sounds like a boat out on the water.
I think I can see it.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, it's gonna capsize!
Out of the way, emergency!
Stand clear of the dock, people!
Throw ropes to the crew, sailor!
Heave!
Good. Now tie down to the docks. Ah, can I hold on? I've lost the rope.
Move, Jack. They need help.
One side, you lot.
Watch it, asshole.
Tie them off now, sailors.
Yes, sir.
To the boathouse, people. Go!
Jack, he dropped his cane. Grab it.
If past evidence suggests anything, that big fella is our guy.
Exactly. Get inside.
Attention, everyone. Please remain seated. If you were on the last tour of the loch, please come to the front desk with your ID to claim your refunds.
Look, there he is.
That's him. He looks younger than I thought.
Yeah, I thought he'd be some wrinkly bald dude, not broader and shorter Idris Elba.
Broader and shorter Idris Elba, who can defy the winds of a storm and level a capsizing tour boat with his own two hands. What? I just think he's neat.
Okay, well, pump the brakes, Chaucer. Here he comes.
I believe you have something on mind, young lady.
I do, Mr...
What business is it of yours?
I'm looking for someone on these docks.
Is that so?
Hey!
Well, good luck finding them. Poor sport to take an old man's walking stick.
Named Gillivray?
You take care now.
The scales of the Parliament have become unbalanced.
Then the balance must be reset. Listen, if you want me to join your cabal in the States, I already told your people, no.
No one sent us, Magnus. We were looking for you on our own.
Is that so? The Parliament didn't send you. How did you find me?
An old friend.
Oh, a half answer. No, that's not how this works. Who are you? Only a handful of people know where to find me, and three of them are dead.
Murphy. Merlin Murphy, Lyco of the Parliament. Jack Sherwood and Elliot O'Donnell, my associates.
Hello.
Hi.
Murphy. At a Parliament. You Tom and Bridges girl?
Yeah.
Then it's a pleasure to meet you, young Murphy. Knew your parents, I did. Very good friends they were. Helped me many times on my expeditions. You know, we came this close to finding a real kraken out on the Atlantic. A shame the tide turned bad.
A real kraken? What was it like?
Well, I'll tell you, young fella. It all started when...
Magnus, I'm sorry, but we need your help.
Murphy, don't interrupt.
I assumed you weren't here for the beautiful weather Scotland doesn't have. What do you need, Murphy?
We're looking for a name. Are you familiar with the symbol on this medallion?
Cover that up, girl, now! I'm familiar with it, aye. It's the emblem of the Court of the Veiled. How do you have it?
Evidence left at the scene of an attack on a group of vampires.
That does sound like their handiwork. I've not been affiliated with them nor their cult for years.
Cult?
Might as well be. Let's not talk about this here. My home is just over yonder. You can weather the storm for a bit, eh?
I can. I don't know about these guys, though.
Hey.
No, she's right. You're so brittle, I'm shocked you didn't get blown to pieces by the wind.
Put your rain jackets on, then. I'm clocking out.
When we were walking through the storm, I noticed Magnus kept aware of his surroundings, looking over his shoulders, all that. He wasn't wearing his hood, either. Like he's not bothered by the rain, even though it felt sharp as knives.
Cozy home you have, Mr. Gillivray.
Got enough fishing decor?
Never enough, young fella. I'll put the kettle on.
Any particular reason you locked the door, Magnus?
Can't go showing that thing around all willy-nilly and carefree, Murphy. There'd be dangerous folk linked to that symbol.
That's what we're here about, Mr. Gillivray. We need to know the name of who's in charge of this, Court of the Veiled.
I don't know who's in charge, boy. I left before they even changed their name to Court of the Veiled.
Oh, brilliant. Why did you leave?
Me own reasons.
Such as? Any info could be a huge help.
I left after I lost my leg to a Nuklavi.
Oh, shit. Nuklavis are nasty bastards.
This one was no different. After I lost my leg, I returned to headquarters, and not only did they not give a damn about what happened, they reprimanded me for failing to stop the creature. I realized it wasn't the order I joined anymore. Long before they changed their name to Court of the Veiled. So, I handed in my resignation, and they refused to take it, of course.
Why didn't you go to the Parliament in the States? You would have definitely been given a position. Hell, with your reputation alone, you would have made Ursa easy.
Oh, they tried to get me to join. But I'm not so trustful of the Parliament in the States either, Murphy. Look, if the court, once a place I thought was safe, was now an organization that cared only about results, what's stopping Parliament from doing the same thing? No, I retired, whether they wanted me to or not. We can't let you just walk out here. You know what I did? I walked out of there, daring them to stop me.
Bold move, Magnus.
Aye. I didn't know how bold until my home was set ablaze in the middle of the night.
Your home was burned down?
It was. But I tracked down the bastard who lit it, too. Pathetic excuse for an executioner, I'll tell you that. Shattered his jaw with me leg, I did. He had one of those medallions you carry, Murphy. Look, you showing up with that thing, asking all these questions. Look, it makes me uneasy, girl. My time laying low here has come to an end. You know, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Mr. Gillivray, do you know anyone who may know who's in charge of the court?
Oh, why do you need to know so badly? Well?
Show him.
A poorly tattooed hourglass. So what?
An hourglass that's running out. I only have a year to live unless we find out his name.
What?
We told Magnus what he needed to know. The deal with the Doulahan, the leader being alive for hundreds of years, all that.
Interesting.
That's why we need to know.
Look, I'm sorry to say I don't know his name, son. I've heard him go by a title, though. They call him the Judge.
The Judge?
Every court needs a judge, Murphy.
With all due respect, do you have anything more real? I don't think the Judge will be good enough.
That's all I know, myself. Your folks would have known better, Murphy. They knew of things more confidential. Knew how to keep a secret, those two. You know, rumor has it they knew about these experiments that artificially made cryptids, maybe even conducted them.
What? That's not true.
Look, it's just what I heard. Word was going around, too. They were ordered from on high to create a new elixir of sorts. Supposed to give you a sort of resistance to cryptid effects.
That's enough.
Look, they called it the serum.
I said that's enough, old man. My parents didn't do any of that shit. Got it?
Hey, you're Tom and Bridget Murphy's kid.
What's that supposed to mean?
You got their fire in you. Could recognize it anywhere. I'm sorry for what happened to them, Murphy. Have you found any leads on who did it?
No.
I heard Murray Sardeline said he was going to search for the culprits. But he wouldn't rest until he found them. You know, he may have something.
He's dead. He's fucking dead, okay? Now stop asking stupid questions.
Dead? How? By whom?
I don't know, okay? I don't know who killed him or what happened with them or anything, okay?
Touchy subject, then.
I'd say so. I'll go talk to her.
Good. And while he does that, I have some questions for you, Mr. Gallifrey, about this Nuklavi.
By all means, young fella. Ask away. Do you mind if I smoke me pipe?
Not at all. Do you mind if I smoke mine?
Not at all. By the by, That is a fine-looking shillelagh, young fella.
You like it? Made it myself. With me da's guidance, of course.
Of course.
Now, this creature, what did it look like exactly?
Oh, a nightmare. A demon in the form of a fleshless man atop a skinless...
Go away, Jack.
What's wrong?
That useless old bastard, that's what's wrong. We came here for answers and we're getting nothing.
Murphy, don't deflect. Tell me what's really wrong.
Jack. My parents died in a house fire.
Oh, God.
Two bodies found, charred beyond recognition. Their life's work, gone. All their notes, their equipment, everything. Supposedly an accident, but something about it didn't sit right with me. I spent years looking for any trace of them. I went to every field agent I knew in the States, and even some in Europe. Even Marius. They knew nothing. I thought... I don't know. Maybe they were alive or something. Or maybe I could have at least gotten some sort of closure. I lost that hope years ago. I've moved on from it.
It's okay to say you haven't.
Jack, I'm not okay. I've done nothing but lose. I lost my parents. I almost lost you. And I can't lose you again.
Hey, come here. I'm right here, Murphy. And I'm not going anywhere. No matter what fairy or demon or cryptid or secret society, I'm right here. I promise. She pulled her head away from my chest, but stayed close. I could see the tears welling so much that a few fell down her cheeks. I brushed them off without thinking, without taking my eyes off hers. Funny. Her eyes were blue like the sea. But this might be the first time I wasn't afraid of water.
Jack. I... Holy shit. That was close.
I think it struck the lock.
Hey. Who the hell is that?
Who?
Those people in the black coats standing down at the street corner. See them? They're just standing there.
I don't see anyone.
What are you talking about? They're right...
It was probably just some people trying to get out of the storm, Murphy.
But...
Hey, you two should get in here. He took off his leg and he's having an epiphany.
It better be useful.
Wow, did you manage to finally convince somebody to try your family's tobacco, Elliot?
At least someone around here's got good taste.
This is pretty smooth stuff, young fella. Your family grows it where?
In Cool, where my family's from. And, where we met the Doolahan. My granddad crafted me pipe hisself.
Ah, a woodcarver then.
Oi, could make the most beautiful crafts.
That fine pipe be sentimental then. I respect that. This here was me first pipe.
Magnus? Your epiphany?
All business and no pleasure, eh, Murphy?
Yeah, not really my style.
Well, right down to it, then. There is one I think could help you find the judge's name.
Who?
Oh, she be below, deep in the waves of the Loch.
The Loch Ness Monster?
Aye, the Loch Ness Monster.
That bard said something about Nessie, but I thought it was just a clue to send us to you. She's just a myth, isn't she?
Not bloody likely. I don't know nothing about no bard, but I seen Nessie with me own eyes.
Really? You've seen her?
Aye. Well, saw a dark shape.
A dark shape?
Aye, and felt her presence.
So, you've never actually seen her?
Well, no, I guess I haven't.
Then how do you know she exists?
I spoke to her girl. I don't like this tone you're taking.
Okay, let's say, for desperation's sake, that Nessie does exist.
She does.
What makes you think that she'll know the judge's name?
She may not. But it's not just Nessie down there. There's something else down there she's been guarding for hundreds of years.
What?
Don't know. Never seen it myself.
Then how do you know she's guarding something?
Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, good. Another long-ass story.
When I was in my younger years, I was assigned to search for the Loch Ness Monster and given the best equipment to do so. Top-of-the-line diving gear, underwater explosives, the works. I was searching cave upon bloody cave for hours, until eventually I found it. A hole in the wall that wasn't on any maps I had. When I looked in, I saw a light far at the end. I tried to swim closer, I did, but I couldn't. I was pushed back by water currents too powerful to swim through.
Too powerful for you?
Aye. But that's when I heard it. A voice, speaking to me like it was whispering in both ears. It asked me,
"Why do you intrude upon my domain?"
And I says to her, I says,
"I be a simple explorer, searching for answers, for knowledge, and for you."
We had a long, drawn-out conversation. I'll not bore you with the details.
I doubt that.
And then what happened?
Well, I explained to her.
"I come with no malice or ill intent. Only to learn about you."
And I think she could tell that I was speaking the truth. Saw into me heart or something. She swore me to keep her secret from the world. And that included my superiors. I learned that she was a guardian of a sacred artifact, and she told me that if it be knowledge I seek, then knowledge I can have. One question could be asked, and the answer given will be the absolute truth. If it fell into the wrong hands, though, oh, it could spell disaster. Riches and fame and your heart's desires are all good and dandy, but knowledge, now that is true power. Know for absolute certainty the answer to one single question could change the course of history.
One question? Ever?
So it would seem.
Did you ask it a question?
Of course not. As far as I know, it's a one-time deal. Any questions I had weren't worth it. No, but the knowledge I discovered was enough. When I left the cave, I set explosives in the rocks above and blocked off the entrance so no one else could find it. Or her.
That's why she's not been seen for years.
Aye, but she trusted me judgment. And that's why I'm telling Tom and Bridget Murphy's kid. I trusted them with me life. So I'm trusting you the same.
We're actually going to see Nessie?
Only one of you. I have only one set of scuba equipment, young fella.
Well, it'll obviously be the fish girl.
Why obviously?
Well, I could say it's because you shudder at a glass of drinking water, but that would be rude. So I'll just say it's because she's the most experienced in parleying with creatures like this.
He's got a point, Jack.
We can't go out onto the water now anyway. Storm's too heavy.
Magnus, we don't have much time.
But neither of us do. Don't be daft, Murphy. You saw what the storm almost did to a full-size boat. There's no way we're going out there in a little dinghy.
I heartily agree, Murphy.
But you won't get hurt by the storm while on land. Jack, be a good lad and go get the diving gear from me locker at the boathouse. I need to make sure it's all still in working order. I haven't used it since I first saw Nessie.
Makes sense. Ugh, I need some air anyway.
Be careful.
Don't forget your coat, Jackie boy.
Thanks, mate.
All right, Murphy. Who is he really?
Goodness, those people at the boathouse were pushy. I was able to find Magnus's lock easily enough, what with him being the only dock worker and all. Walking in the rain wasn't as pleasant as I'd like, but at least it didn't feel like needles anymore. I could feel the water soaking through my boots, though. Bloody hell. I should have brought my wellies. Worst part, This coat is way too small. I must have grabbed Murphy's by mistake. Maybe if I suck in my gut, I can sip it. What's this? Bracelet? It looks like my bracelet. But that can't be my bracelet's right here. And it's not as well made as mine, but it uses the same colors. Did I make this? I think she made mine, so I must have made hers. Ah, come on, show her, try to remember. We were on a trip? Together?
The water's not that deep. It looks deep to me.
Yes, we made these, and we were playing around a pond.
I dare you to jump in.
I don't know, Murphy.
Wait. Murphy.
Not gonna jump in? What are you, a scaredy cat?
No, I'm not scared.
Jump in then. I double dare you.
I don't wanna.
That's okay. I'll do it. For you.
Murphy! You pushed me! That was mean!
It was a joke. Get over it.
I'm telling on you.
Very funny. Jack? Jack?
Come to me, child. Don't struggle, child. You're only prolonging my feast, and you look delicious.
Merlin!
Daddy! Get into the water! You're drowning!
Stay with your mother, Merlin.
Go on, creature!
Thomas, give him to me.
It was a water hack, Bridget. It didn't hurt him, but he's not breathing.
I've got a pulse, but he's slipping. CPR's not working.
Then there's no time. We have to get him to the lab.
The serum? Tom, it's still in its testing phase.
He'll definitely be dead if we don't try it on him. Come on!
The water.
Daddy, what are you going to do?
Sweetie, you need to leave the lab now.
What's in those needles? Is Jack going to be okay?
Merlin, you have to go outside, okay?
What's...
Now!
All the water out of his lungs?
Yes. His pulse is growing fainter.
No time for anesthetics. We don't know how long we have. One needle in each arm, Bridget.
I can barely feel a pulse.
On the count of three.
Thomas, he's gone.
No, not yet. He's not. Injection.
He's convulsing.
Strap him down.
Thomas, it's not working.
Just wait.
His pulse. I've got a pulse. It's normalizing. Breathing is stable.
We did it?
Tom. We did it. He's alive. It worked!
Mommy?
Yes, dear. He's going to be okay.
Drowning. The Dullahan.
Really? Him? A vampire?
Hey, I was just as surprised as you are.
Oh, there he is. Did you get the scuba?
Yeah, I got your damn scuba gear. Murphy!
I'm right here. You don't have to yell.
What happened at that pond?
What?
What happened? What was that thing that tried drowning me? Did you know it was there? Are you the reason I had this fucking thing on my arm?
Jack,
And now you're helping me? Why? Out of pity?
Jack, I think you need to take a breath.
Fuck off, Elliot. This doesn't...
Sit down.
Is it true, Murphy?
Yes, it's my fault. No, I didn't know that fucking water hag was in the pond.
Why was I even at that pond in the first place?
We were kids. Our families were close. We went on, like, joint vacations sometimes. I'm not surprised you don't remember. You had amnesia for a while after.
Murphy? What did your parents do to me?
They were working on an experimental elixir, like Magnus said. It could, in theory, revive someone within an hour of flatlining. We were on vacation so they could experiment away from the public. Your parents couldn't care less about it. They waved it off as some complicated science experiments.
What was in this elixir?
I don't know. I wasn't at the desk when they mixed it. Some of it was substances from cryptids, I know that. They saved your life, Jack, but your parents hated them after that. Called them crazy, said they only saw you as a test subject. I was never allowed to see you after that. I'm sorry. My God, Jack, I'm so sorry.
You should be glad, boy. What have you been telling me about your exploits these past few months? Telling me about how the siren song didn't affect you, your friend Peter's hair cream didn't turn you into a mutt, and that crazy bard song didn't exactly make you break into a jig. The vampire got lucky that you were such a fan. I'm sure he would have tried to hypnotize you otherwise. Not that it would have worked. It sounds like you got the first and only dose of the resistance serum.
The what?
One theorized side effect of the elixir, or the serum, was a resistance to some effects cryptids have on humans. It was only supposed to revive you, but it did more than that. It doesn't matter. Magnus is right. You got the only dose. Any notes on it went up in flames with the house.
You knew! You knew all of this, and you didn't tell me anything! I need air.
Oh, God.
Let him go, Murph. You saved his life. He just needs time.
He doesn't have time, Elliot. And I'm the reason why. If I never pushed him in...
But you did. And not you, nor I, nor he can change that, no matter how much you want to. Should you have told him sooner? Yeah, probably. But what's done is done.
Oh, right, thanks. That's super fucking comforting.
I'm trying to give you some real advice. Now, will you stop being a smartass for 1 minute? You can't change what's happened, so there's no use in getting weepy about it. But you can make amends for it and move forward.
Thanks, Elliot.
Give him time. He'll come round.
Looks like the rain has let up enough. Still coming down, but manageable. Are you ready?
Oi, let's do it.
And how about our sad sack on the porch, grappling with his own mortality?
He'll be fine. Nothing he can't handle.
You guys go on ahead. We'll be right behind you.
All right, but actually be behind us. The rainfall will be picking back up soon.
Hey.
Hi.
We're heading to Magnus's boat to take out on the lock. He'll show us where we're supposed to go.
Great.
Jack, listen. I really am sorry.
Don't say you're sorry. I've already had it. You pushed me in the water.
But I...
And I understand. Honestly, I do. We were kids being kids. You didn't know any better. But you didn't tell me any of this. I had to piece it together myself. And only then did you decide to come clean. A little late, Murphy. I mean...
Do you know how horrible that feels? I know you have your secrets, and I respect that, but you had one that involved me. I wouldn't expect you to hide something like this. After all these months, after everything we've been through, why didn't you tell me?
It was for your own good.
That's a horseshit answer, and you know it. Why didn't you tell me?
I was afraid I'd lose you again, all right? I thought I'd drive you away if I told you.
So, what? You're just gonna keep it a secret until we both die? Listen, I have to stay mad at you. Just for a little bit. I can't just brush this under the rug like normal. I can't pretend it didn't happen.
Jack.
Hang on, let me finish. I've trusted you with my life so many times since the siren. But learning this, and learning that you hid this from me, puts things into a new perspective.
I know.
Then let me be angry. Let me feel this. I've suppressed enough shit already. So let me process this and figure it out.
Okay, Jack. I don't know if I'll ever be able to shake this.
This boat is larger than I thought it would be. Larger than a dinghy, Magnus.
I named the boat Dinghy. I thought that would confuse everyone. It's the little things in life.
Impressive array of tools and gear here, Magnus. Is that a harpoon gun?
Oh, indeed it is, Murphy. Never fired it, but it's supposed to pack a punch. But enough dilly-dallying. Everyone aboard. Well, come on, boy. We don't have all day for you to stand about looking at yourself in the water.
The water. Right.
Take a breath, lad. It'll be just like walking in a puddle. A big, cold, dark, deep puddle.
Okay, I get it.
Here, Murphy, start putting the gear on. Elliot, start the engine. Oh, that a boy, Elliot. Turn it due north.
No one's on the lock?
Only the craziest of people would want to travel on open water during the lull of a storm. Good thing we're batshit crazy. All right, young fella. Slow the engine down. And kill it. All right, Murphy. The cave should be right below.
Magnus, if you dropped a ton of rocks in front of the cave, how am I going to get in?
Ah, that's what this is for.
A pickaxe? Really?
Aye, a pickaxe. A little manual labor builds character. Wait. Hold on. What the hell happened there?
Where?
On the rocks there. They weren't cracked like that when I was last here.
We heard lightning hit the lock. Maybe that's what did it?
Maybe.
Hold on. Is the cave below that cracked rock?
Aye.
Maybe that strike hit here and shifted the rocks.
Well, that would be a stroke of luck, eh?
A hidden door revealed. I guess that crazy bard really knew what he was singing about.
All right, Murphy. Ready?
I am.
Murphy? Be careful.
I'll find out who the judge is. I promise.
And, ask Nessie if she could just poke her head out of the water. Please?
Good luck, girl.
It was so murky down there. I couldn't see 5 feet past my face. But it didn't take me long to find a huge pile of broken rocks scattered around the mouth of a cave. I thought, this must be it. So I swam it. further in, the warmer and less murky the waters got. It was pitch black, though, except for a glow at the end of the cave. The currents were pushing me out, but I wasn't just gonna fucking take that, so I tried to swim through it. And I got slammed into a wall. It hurt like hell. I wish I could say it was the only time I tried, but come on. Have you met me? I kept swimming into the current, but it kept slamming me into the wall until I hit a rock, hard. I felt a burning pain in my side, like a white, hot flame, and I knew it was too much, even for me. I had to bail. I couldn't breathe. The water was too heavy. It was like the weight of the whole lock was pressing down on my side. I tried swimming faster, but everything got darker and darker.
Jack. Jack.
Jack! I blacked out.
Here. Give it to me, Elliot.
Grab her other arm, boy.
Is she okay?
A few broken ribs and a big bump on the head.
Jack!
I'm right here, Murph.
Jack, I'm sorry.
Shh, it's okay. It'll be okay.
It's there. I saw it.
What?
Jack, thank you for coming back.
Oh. She's out. Listen, boy. Another storm is bound to hit, and now the cave is exposed for the world to find. If you're going down, it's now or never.
I'll do it, Jack. You stay with Murph.
No. I'll do it. Help me get this gear on.
I'll make sure she's safe, boy.
Thank you.
Jack. The gang at the station would never believe this.
I don't think I believe it, mate. I looked over at Murphy, her head in Magnus's hands. I looked at Elliot, who gave me a nod and a thumbs up. I looked at the water. The deep, dark, murky waters. I didn't know what was down there waiting for me, beckoning me in. I could feel the water in my throat again, turning my legs weak. I couldn't breathe. I've always been terrified of the water.
Sherwood, after all these years.
The dreams were coming back.
Why did you never guess?
Suddenly, I remembered. I'm trapped in a metal box.
Enjoy your newfound freedom.
You're making a dire mistake by letting them.
You must go to the edge of the world.
What the hammer limited him? I have his name now.
I am determined we will save the people.
We all want to make sure that you're going to make it.
If I cheated death, I cheated death.
This thing is no joke.
I remember your fool.
Jack! Jack!
I'm sorry.
Enough. I couldn't believe where I was. The panic gripped my throat, but I swam anyway. What a bloody breakthrough. I thought that when I finally got a therapist, they were going to have a field day with this. This must be it. I wasn't swimming for long when I saw a glow at the end of the cave. As soon as I saw it, the water currents pushed me back out. I tried pushing against it a few more times until I noticed a pattern in the currents. They weren't constant. I took time to count. The currents pushed for about 12 seconds, then lightened up for 3 seconds. I swam as fast as I could for those 3 seconds. It took some time, but I could push through. I felt like I should have been tired, but I guess Murphy's insomniac elixir thing actually works. When I got to the glow, it was so bright that I could see the ceiling of the cavern it was in. The algae-covered walls were smooth, and overgrown seaweed reached up to the ceiling.
but in the center of the room, I saw the source of the glow. A bright stone the size of a grapefruit. I saw something move out the corner of my eye, and my panic began to set back in as I remembered, I'm not alone down here. Then, I heard a voice speak to me, like it was coming from all around me.
Why do you intrude upon my domain?
I couldn't see the source of it.
I've come for your help. A simple answer. I'm a friend of Magnus Gillivray's.
Do you wish to take the stone for yourself?
No, I don't care about any stone.
You care not for this stone? This stone being part of a relic taken by man from the realm of the fairies?
No.
Then what is it you desire? I ask you again, why do you intrude upon this domain?
I'm here for answers. I have so many questions.
Why are the answers you seek more important than those of another? Why should I allow you access to an answer of absolute truth when people have fruitlessly fought and killed for it?
Because I'm not here to take. I haven't killed anyone or brought anyone any harm in pursuit of this thing. Again, I don't care for the stone itself. I only have questions for it.
Is the answer you seek so important that it would affect the world at large? Or is it a small, meager question that you crave? One that would only help yourself? Is it worth it?
The answer I need might not affect the world at large, but it affects my world and those I care about.
Then take up the Stone of Caliburn. It will answer one question, and one question only.
When I swam to the stone, I saw it was much stranger up close. It had an organic shape to one side of it, but a straight cut to the other, like it was just a piece of a larger stone.
This stone bears many gifts. The gift of knowledge, the gift of riches, the gift of leadership, the gift of long life. All to be used for progression or for corruption. You must choose.
I just had to ask. One sentence, one question. That's all I needed to do. Are Thomas and Bridget Murphy still alive? Elliot, give me a hand.
Easy does it, Jackie.
What's with the rock?
Well...
You stole it! What's wrong with your boy?
I didn't steal it. She gave it to me. But you saw her. You actually saw...
Look alive, boys. We're not alone.
Through the rain, I could see a few speedboats, each one carrying a handful of people dressed in black raincoats.
I'd like to thank you for getting my relic for me. I hope it wasn't too much trouble.
I know that voice.
Good to see you, Magnus. Fitting that a man of your pathetic insubordination would be working as a nanny to Nessie for all these years.
Alistair Myers. I haven't seen you since the fire. How's the jaw?
Better than yours will be when I finally have my way. Hand over the stone.
What do you need it for?
And you are?
The one with the stone. And you're not.
Ooh, he's a biter. Adorable, but I'm short on time. So I'll make this simple. There's four of you, a dozen of us, and we have far more firearms than you. Throw the stone to my boat, and we'll part ways. No shots fired, no blood spilt, nothing of the sort.
Suck my dick.
Oh, come on now. Billy said you were a reasonable lot.
Billy?
Well, I didn't hear that directly from her, so I suppose something could have gotten lost through the grapevine.
What do we do?
I'll count to three. Then we will open fire, swim to the wreckage of your sunken boat, and get the stone ourselves. One.
What do we do, Jack?
Two.
Jack.
Three. All right.
Good boy. Now, throw it over.
What the hell, Jack?
Boy, you can't just...
I'm not going to have us all die because of this rock. This is going to be like the hostage negotiation in Brighton. Got it?
Fine.
I don't have all day.
It's too heavy to throw. Bring the boat closer and we'll hand it off.
I beg your pardon?
Unless you want a chance that I'll miss and have it sink to the bottom of the lock.
Very well. Miller Davidson, move closer. Now, hand it over, boy. Thank you. My. Much more fairy-like than I was expecting.
Oh, stow it with your gloating, you crooked, smiling sod.
Oh, for years I've wanted to break your teeth and wire that fucking mouth of yours shut, Gillivray. Do you know how long we've been watching you? How long we've known where you've been? Years.
Oh, is that so?
Within the first year of you leaving, we weren't allowed to move in on you because they wanted to keep you on a leash, but I'd give anything to feel my fist shatter your nose over and over and...
Nice hit, Elliot. Get the stone, boys. I'll start the engine.
Jump! Put that shillelagh to good use, Ellie.
What do I look like? Some wanker? I'll hold the ones on that boat. Get the stone and go.
Woo, this one's got some fight in him. I think you need to cool off.
Where the hell is that? Ah, I got it.
Oh, no, you don't. Don't shoot, you idiot! I'm still here!
Pull fire!
You fight well, boy. But this stone is mine. My leg! What the fuck?
Ooh, so that's what the harpoon gun does.
Nice shot, Magnus. Elliot, get on the dinghy.
You got it, boss.
Go, Magnus!
Fire now, you fools!
Ah! Bastard! He hit the motor. We're not moving.
What now?
We paddle. Take the oars.
The oars? We're not gonna out-paddle bullets.
Oh yeah? Watch this.
What was that?
Just threw the pickaxe at the driver. Hit the guy next to him. Paddle, boys!
Did you hear that?
Over the edge of the boat and saw a giant dinosaur thing ripping those boats apart, throwing them side to side with her long serpentine neck. The core tried to shoot at her, but the bullets bounced off her leathery brown skin.
All right, paddle. We don't have much time.
Farewell, Jack Sherwood. You carry a mighty weight.
Goodbye, and thank you. We took Murphy to the hospital straight away. Magnus went home to collect his things and get the hell out of town. If there are any survivors in Nessie's attack, then they'd be coming for him. He met us at the hospital the next morning while Murphy was in the ICU.
Not many bodies from what I could see, boys. Just a bunch of shattered boats beginning to sink to the bottom of the lock.
So, this isn't over.
Oh, not by a long shot.
What do we do?
I don't know about you lot, but I'm going to find me somewhere more off the grid. I got to make it more difficult for them to find me. Oh, don't get all weepy for me, young fella. We'll see each other again.
Magnus, what is this thing?
Specifically? I've no idea.
Nessie called it the Stone of Caliburn.
First time I've heard a name like that.
You've never heard of it?
I've not.
Will you take it?
Hell no. I'm not carrying that thing around when the court is after it. I'm retired. It's on your head now. Watch out for each other. Give Murphy me best.
Here's some tobacco for the road.
Ah, much obliged, young fella. And keep working on that fighting technique. You swing a good shillelagh.
And you can throw a damn fine pickaxe.
Good meeting you, Magnus.
You too, boys. You too.
Mr. Sherwood? Mr. O'Donnell? She's awake?
You go in, lad. I'll stay out here and keep an eye on this.
Thanks, mate.
Caliburn, eh? Now that does sound familiar.
Sir, this is a hospital. You can't smoke in here.
Oh, shite. Sorry.
Hey, there she is.
Hey, Crackerjack.
How are you feeling?
Better than the other guy.
You really scared me when I saw your body floating in the water.
Sorry. I'll just sink next time.
You know what I mean. I'm just glad you're okay.
Of course I am, Jack. I'm always okay.
You don't always have to be. You know.
What?
You're allowed to not be okay sometimes.
I know. And I'll try to remember that. But I am making no promises.
That's all I'm asking.
Speaking of asking, what was that stone?
Apparently it's called the Stone of Caliburn. I know fuck all about it, but the court wants it badly.
I don't know what that means either. But if they want it, then we can't hold on to it. Puts a bigger target on our backs.
Well, Magnus isn't taking it, and we can't exactly leave it with any of your friends in the court.
I have no friends in the court. Not anymore.
Right. I'm sorry, Murphy. About Billy.
Me too. Now I know what you mean about how it feels when an old friend lies and keeps secrets.
I guess so.
Whatever. You're right. We can't leave the stone here. I do know a few places that could hide it with maximum security, though.
Where?
The Parliament outposts in the States. Maybe even HQ. I've got some friends there, and they aren't Court of the Veiled, as far as I know.
We should probably make sure of that before handing it over. But it's a good heading to have. And we've been to everyone else's home country. I suppose it's your turn.
I guess it is. I'm glad you're here with me, Jack.
Me too.
I could tell Jack wasn't lying. And I wasn't either. I don't know what the hell we're gonna find in the States, but we could at least lock away the stone and maybe get some answers about it. I know where to start. Back where it all began. Wait, Jack, what's the judge's name?
Huh?
The judge? The whole reason you went to get the stone? What's his name?
right. Funny story, actually.
Jack?
What did you ask the stone? Murphy, Episode 6, Below the Murky Depths, was written by Drew Burt and directed by Alexandra Monroe. Featured in the cast were Emma Grace Myers as Merlin Murphy, Dan Vasquez as Jack Sherwood, Drew Burt as Elliot O'Donnell, Antone Correa as Alistair Myers, Alyssa Elisio as Young Murphy, Daniela Franceschetti as Young Jack, Addie Jenkins as Magnus Gillivray, Christina Adele Cuoca as Nessie, Angela Strauman as Bridget Murphy, and Lucas Yudman as Thomas Murphy. Also featured in the cast were Soren Correa, Alexandra Monroe, Allison O'Brien, Francis Pache Nunez, and Annie V. Murphy was produced by Alexandra Monroe and Annie V. Dialect coaching by Antone Correa. Music and sound design by Dennis S. Mars. Production and post-production were realized by Dennis S. Mowers Music, LLC in Brooklyn, New York. This is Alexandra Monroe.